Hello, everybody. This is Sharon from In Sharon's Heart, and welcome to today's devotional for February 21st, 2019, which also coincides with my latest In Sharon's Heart blog post. The devotionals are to increase your faith and confidence because at one time I didn't have either. And I want to encourage others that the Lord God will work in our lives when we have a relationship with Him. So stay encouraged and stay inspired. Here's today's devotional, which is titled, The Blessed Diligent. But before we get into today's message, there are two new developments I want to share with you. The first is my free FaithWorks webinar I created for those who may need help with their self-confidence, self-esteem, self-image, and faith. As some of you know, a few years back, I struggled with my confidence and my faith, so I created the webinar to help others. You can click on the link in the show notes to access the FaithWorks webinar. It will really bless you. The next is Anchor now has a way for you to support the In Sharon's Heart Daily Devotional Podcast. To support, you can click the support button on the podcast profile page. Okay, let's get started with today's devotional, which again is titled, The Blessed Diligent. The blessed diligent is called blessed for a reason. It's because they do not stop. They continue on when they're tired. Yes, the Lord blesses the diligent, the active, the persistent, the laborious. Proverbs 10 verse 4 says, "Poor is he who works with a negligent hand, but the hand of the diligent makes rich." That's Proverbs 10 verse 4. That verse is saying something, isn't it? And can I be real today? Thank you. Listen, we can't expect to go to the next level if we are lazy, careless, and neglectful, right? We have to take our goals and aspirations seriously because God made each of us unique and wonderful. So there's room for everybody to do what they were born to do. Yes, nobody has your DNA. And nobody has mine. So we can take our rightful name, the Blessed Diligent. That's it. Be encouraged, everybody. Be encouraged in the Lord.